butt.
Hey!
We're the Wise Guys Podcast coming straight from
my working closet.
Today, we're going to be talking about America's best pastime.
Not baseball.
Not basketball.
Not football.
Not soccer.
Not even hockey.
Porn.
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 Porning on up.
You know what, man? We got some crazy ass stories about how
say
we were
what you want.
First introduced
you
to porn.
Know we're right.
Yeah. Porn. Just like in Nebraska, how they like their corn, we like our porn.
All guys like the porn.
Yeah. Here we're going to talk about our stories about how we first got introduced to porn, how we watch porn today compared to how we used to watch porn, and just a couple crazy stories. So let's go ahead and roll that intro music. Real quick, we wanted to go ahead and shout out our boy, Mr. Armani Azzotti. We did an interview with him a while back. You guys checked it out. We had a lot of listens on the Google Podcast and Apple iTunes. It was one of our most listened to shows. He's doing a graffiti mansion. I can't remember, the 3 or 4 or something like that, but anyway, it's called Muhaha.
Yeah.
Muhaha Mansion. And if you guys haven't checked him out already, you need to go to Izadi is his YouTube page, I-Z-A-D-I. And check him out on Instagram, same shit, I-Z-A-D-I. They're doing insane shit. I mean, they're doing amazing, amazing things. He transforms his entire mansion into like a beautiful mural, and it's all done with spray can paint. It's insane. It's fucking crazy.
You can always click over to his page, too, from our page. He's always on there. We have... He's always putting stuff on Instagram, and you can just click right into there from our page, too, and get right over to him. And
hell yeah, man. And what's awesome about him, man, if you DM him or you put a comment down on one of his videos or like it or anything like that, he will respond to you. He'll give you a like back. He'll hit you up. You know, he's a very cool guy. So we wanted to go and get that out of there. And we're going to be shouting him out here for the next couple of episodes. And so thank you, Armani, for giving us the interview. And let's go ahead and get you to fucking 1 million subscribers, bro. Let's get that done.
I like it.
Anyways, porn. So
I like that too.
You like porn?
You got some on you?
Oh my god!
Did you bring some with you?
We talked about this before in another episode.
I got
once,
a little
didn't
bit
we?
On my phone.
Did we talk about how with the porn like nowadays it's different because kids have just like this full, like you know they just click a button and they have like they could choose from miles and miles and hours of porn. And before we had to like find the goddamn Target ads and like.
Oh, dude! I remember that fucking shit. It was. It was Target and like fucking JCPenney's or some shit. Sears. That's what it was.
You couldn't
the
wait.
The fucking Sears catalog.
Right?
Dude.
You cannot wait
the
for those to come in.
The bra and panty section. Yeah.
Better Homes and Garden with those fucking.
Banking your fucking meat to some granny panties.
Oh
it's so good.
So good. And that's what we had to, you know, we had to God. Use our fucking imaginations. So.
I hated it. I like it so much more now.
I want to start with the young guns first.
I shouldn't say that shit, though.
Right? Should we start with the young guns? With like, so Jordan, so to age us all, I'm 31, born in 1986, baby, baby. Eric is what, you're 50?
7,000. Like me and Methuselah were neighbors. No, I am 43, born in 1975.
Damn, son, you're an 80s kid.
Yeah.
You're an 80s kid.
I done seen a little bit of shit.
That's pretty cool. I'm a 90s kid, dude. I love that shit. 90s was probably the coolest fucking decade. I'm sorry. It was, dude. We had, like, Sega. We had Super Nintendo. We had fucking...
The 90s was a fun time.
Good shit. So, Jordan, let's hear about your first experience with pork.
Pork?
Oh yeah, pork. Do you like pork?
Do you like to have a pulled pork sandwich before you watch your porn?
You need the pulled pork sandwich before
you love it so much.
Pulled pork sandwich before you pull your
pork. Dude, that would be a fucking restaurant idea right there. Pulled pork sandwich and porn, the PPP. Come on and get the fucking triple P. Pulled pork sandwich and porn, baby. Bam.
Oh my god.
I'm fucking doing that.
So, a new merch coming out, pulled pork sandwich and porn. That's going to be our t-shirts. If you want them, to go ahead and find the link in description.
Dinky-dinky-dee right there. Twinkle-twinkle, baby.
Twinkle-twinkle, baby.
If you want your tits to be the cover of our shirt, send them on in.
I was out of left field.
Right?
That was a little direct.
You know, I heard a comedian once said, you know, there's always that one motherfucking guy who, like, a couple of us are like, yeah, we're going to put this on a t-shirt. And one motherfucker's like, let's put some titties on a shirt. Send them in. Send us. Let's all the random chicks just send us pictures of your tits because we're trustworthy, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's really weird. That's really weird.
That is.
Guys, don't you don't have to do that.
Oh, no. You, I mean, you really don't have
but
to.
Either way, our Instagram is at wise. I'm not fucking with you. All right, Jordan. So what was, no, for real, though, like your first experience with porn, because you are born in what, 1990 what?
Four.
Jesus Christ.
I graduated high school in 1994. The fuck?
I was 8 years old, bro. I was watching TGIF fucking step by step, day by day, and then watching Family Matters.
Family Matters. Hell yeah. Did I do that?
And I was doing that shit. I was like sitting there eating my fucking, drinking my Fruitopia, fucking eating gross. My fucking Uncrustables. So 1994, so you're kind of like, so, man, you had to have been like 2002 before you started. No, that's what? That's only eight. So you're like 2005 when he started jerking off?
I have no idea.
Dude, think about it. All right, so.
It's like born in 94, so I'm thinking like 98.
Yeah, I was spanking that
How
shit.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
He'll let you 15. Know.
15.
Okay. He'll let you know.
He'll let you know when it happens. So that means at 15, you're born in 94. That means you had sex basically in 2009, 2008. So. You're about 15, and you'd been jerking off for how long before that?
Years.
So about, let's say, 3 years. So let's say you started jerking off 2006, 2007. So around the time of the first smartphone. Did you have a smartphone?
When I was little, no.
Okay, so smartphone? What happened? You said that you had kind of a crazy story. Like, I want to hear it loud and proud.
It wasn't really that crazy. I mean, like, my buddy found his dad's porn stash, and he shared it with us.
Like his porn mustache, like he no, wore like, the shit on the weekends. Because, hey, people doing some freaky shit.
His
I can see
porn
some poopy motherfucking.
VHS tape.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Kept it in the side table.
Not like porn stash.
I thought he was putting
like,
his porn stash on you.
Right.
Fucking no. That's...
Get the gimp. Bring in the gimp.
All right, so. What? All right, so you found your butt. That's not a crazy I mean, it's no, kind of like, crazy. Were they VHS tapes?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
dude,
yeah,
we
dude.
Found this guy's dad's porn.
So then what? Did you guys watch it together?
No.
So did you take a tape and then he took a tape, or how does it work?
They yeah, walked away in like, shame and looked at each
you
other
go
like,
to like a different place.
Okay, is it time
guy.
To trade now?
All right, Eric, you'll get your fucking turn.
Fuck both of you.
You take your tape,
I'm
you go, you
ambassador.
Do your shit, you
so
bring
you,
the tape back.
Porn.
So you took the tape. He got a tape, and then where did you take it and go and watch it? And like, how did that happen? How you know what I mean?
I sneak it home.
You snuck the tape home, obviously. But I mean, like, so you go right in the living room and pop it in, and
oh,
like,
fuck. No, I went out to my room. And
you had a VCR
in.
In your room,
Grandma
yeah. Bowling.
What? I fucking I don't give a damn if Grandma was in the fucking living room. I'm popping that baby right on it.
All
right.
So you took the tape, you brought it back to your house, and then you went up there, and did you even fucking know what to do? Because I was humping pillows for, like, the first fucking, like, 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't jerking it. I was humping pillows, dog.
The first time I watched it, like, my dick got hard. And I was like,
you're
what's,
like, something's happening. And then what?
My pants are very tight.
I kind of, like, saw what was going on in the video, and I was like, oh, so this guy is doing that to get ready for this chick, so I'm going to do that right now.
Mom, I peed, but it's gooey.
Yeah, then that happened.
So, all right. So then
it tastes funny.
Did you guys, like, fucking keep going back and forth for different tapes? Did you, like, trade it in, like, Blockbuster Video?
No, he only had one tape, dude.
Oh, really?
Oh, so you motherfuckers had to trade it back. Imagine the fucking walk of shame on that.
Oh, shit,
walk up to him with your head down here.
That tape went through some shit, huh? That was fucking played, fuck. Rewound, played, rewound, play, rewound.
That's fucking tape on shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Recutting of certain areas. He like skipped like, okay, it's still good, but you missed about 25 seconds in the middle at the end because somebody got water all over it.
Don't get it. So, all right. So you had the tape. That was it. Now, have you ever gotten caught with porn? Did you get in trouble or anything like that since you had the tape?
No, I never got caught with that. But back in like sixth grade, my buddy, he came to stay at my house one night, and he was like, dude, look what I got from my dad. And he actually stole it, but it was like 20 porn DVDs, and like He's like, he even has a pocket pussy. And I was like, what the
fuck? Oh, girls, you guys did not use that, did you?
From your
he did,
dad?
But it was brand new. Oh, like, he just
I was
straight out
motherfucking the, like, gave a motherfucker a used pocket pussy.
Shut up. What was it? Was it in a fucking package or was it out?
Yeah, it was in a package.
He just said it was brand new.
Oh.
And so the, like the, this kid like left like 5 DVDs at my house. And I was like, I don't need my mom finding all this shit.
Carry that shit around like currency when you're in high school. I got three Debbie Does Dallas and a blonde's blowjobs and dicks and shit.
So I brought that shit to school and I put it in his locker.
You put it in the oh shit. And so what? Because you left it? Because he left it at your house?
Yeah. So I put it in his locker.
I had taped it to his locker on the outside.
Well, all right. So you take it to the. So just to recap it really quick, because I'm getting lost in the story. So you fucking, your buddy comes over with like 20 DVDs. You keep 5. And the pocket pussy or no?
No.
He takes the pocket pussy.
Yeah.
And then you fucking go and you get your all these DVDs and you're afraid of getting caught. So you fucking take him to school.
Yeah, I bring him. I put him in his locker.
And then what? Do you tell him or do you fucking go tell the principal?
I told him. I was
there's
like,
weird noise.
You fucking coming. Call the principal. I think there's somebody smuggling porn.
Oh, shit. That's fucking.
I told him. I was like, yo, dude, you left like 5 DVDs at my house and they're in your locker now.
Did you go ahead and look at those DVDs though before you hit
your
back?
Yeah. I watched all of them.
Okay. I can't honestly
they're
say that
scratched.
I've watched a full porn. I've
well,
never
not
watched
the full
video.
Thing.
Fuck, I don't even. What go, the fuck is there more? What the. Why? I don't
even. Even when I was a little kid, I knew to fucking fast forward to the good shit.
I go straight to the fucking lesbian scenes.
Oh, you're one of those porn guys? You like the lesbian shit?
I
like
the
a little lesbian action every
I wasn't asking
again.
You, Eric. Shut up.
The I prefer to see a girl eating some other girl's pussy over fucking
no, I get that.
Dick.
I get that. But, I mean, there's some dudes that's all they want is just, like, to watch scissoring and watching just that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I did watch, like, the other part. Like
I enjoy
it. I where the chick's tits were just bouncing. Like, I love that shit.
Okay. Is that your go-to nowadays, too?
Bouncing titties.
I like big old butts, too. But
big old butts and bouncing titties. I can get on board with that.
All right. I like it. That's good. That's kind of like, so now fast-forwarding to today, what's your go-to for porn, and what's your way of watching it?
Oh, straight on my phone. I just go sit, I prop it up in the shower.
That's like 99% of everything now, right? Phones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got an iPad recently, and let me tell you what. The bigger the screen,
fucking
the better.
Big
like, you're
porn.
You're just sitting there on the shitter, just like
big old porn.
Yep, this is going in the shower with me today.
Jesus, you drop it in there.
No shit.
Oh no, in our shower, like we have like a little like space.
I hate being.
Hey, Rachel,
in the shower.
I hope you listen to this one. By the way, like fucking don't Lucy play with the
no
tablet.
Shit. Especially after he comes out of the fucking shower.
Yeah, you know if that fucking tablet followed him to the bathroom into a shower, that
burn that motherfucker.
That tablet got fucked. So,
literally.
Okay, so that's your way too. Now we don't need to hear anymore. That's fine. I get it.
No,
you don't
no,
have
no,
to
no,
talk
no.
anymore, Jordan. It's cool.
We got to talk
right.
about our
it's
favorite
okay,
porn
okay.
stars, guys. Mia
oh,
Khalifa.
Oh, okay,
you
that's
like
a good
950,000 million other motherfuckers.
I've never heard of her. What's her name again?
Mia Khalifa. By the way, by the way,
I just never watched her anything with her in it.
By the way, Mia Khalifa, if you are listening, you are my celebrity cheat. So
nice.
DM me.
How do you spell Mia Khalifa?
M-I-A.
M-I-A.
Holy shit.
M-I-A.
You want her high school too and blood type and shit?
Oh shit. M-I-A.
Favorite color is fuchsia.
M-I-A Khalifa?
Yeah.
But how do you spell Khalifa?
You'll figure that shit out.
K-H-A-L-F-A.
There's an I in there, dude. Right. Isn't there?
Khalifa. Yeah, Dan, she is. Yeah, shots of shit's loading. But all right, well, that's a good story. I like that one. Are we going to go youngest to oldest? Because I can't wait to hear Eric's story. I'm honestly fucking really, like, excited.
What do you want, dude? I got stories for
and
days.
I really feel like he's going to go for a while on it.
Me and porn, we go back.
He's going to talk back. About, like, back when you had to like put it on a projector, and, like, the reel.
Motherfucker, we was just talking about it earlier with the Sears catalog and shit. Motherfucker, I got
motherfucker.
Best ones were the Hot Rod magazines or the tattoo ones.
They
had like
shit. He probably put holes in the magazines.
But that was
fucking
you had to. That was a special occasion, like shit. You had to like have somebody buy that for you.
That is
because they had the little plastic on the outside. Which you should have just if you had somebody old enough to buy you that shit. Why the fuck did you just have him buy you porn? Because you didn't know what the fuck it was yet.
I remember back like when they had like Palace Video here in Laverne. Like, you could go in there, and they literally had an adult section of porn videos, and they would always come over there, "Hey, you kids, get out of here." Oh. Me and my friends would be like, fuck.
You were that little shit kid, weren't you?
So they had
you
it.
Totally just, fuck you and grab yeah, like you three little, of them and run out.
He was a little shit kid with, like, no parental guidance in the porn fucking area. You know what
Looking
I mean?
Looking at you like you're weird. Right, it's like shit. 10 and shit. Like, what?
Right, like,
I just want to get some fucking, chicks with dicks.
Yeah, no
what
shit.
What the hell?
I always looked at it. I was too fucking afraid to walk in that part of the video store because they had it everywhere.
You walk by it, though, and you look weird. You know you're going in there, yeah. So you just fucking now. After a while, you just fucking go in there.
I walked by it all the time, and I was just like, "Oh shit!" And I remember when you turned up 18, and you're like,
"Oh, right,
it's so amazing."
Well, by the time I was 18, that place was shut down. So
yeah, no shit, right? There was on Netflix.
Some more porn with the porn on it. Rub a little porn in your face.
Rub a little porn on it, just like a little bit of tussin, a little rub tussin.
Fucking tussin and porn.
So was
it? That fucking cure for everything.
Cheeseburgers. And porn.
Cheeseburgers and porn.
Is there anything more, you know, any more American? You know what I'm saying? By the way, guys, if you're watching the Lakers against Denver right now, the Lakers has got a 7-point lead, 59-6 in the game.
LeBron
James making things happen, baby. So you're going to know when you listen to this episode when we're recording this episode.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, so my story is when I was, God, I think it was like fucking 10 or 11 years old. My dad was one of those dads that was like single, but yet had a girlfriend and shit. And he had like his whole room was just decorated like out of a porn movie. He was known at Blockbuster and shit. They saved all the good porns for him. It was weird. Like he's in the, and I don't want to paint a picture of him being this dirty, gross dude because he was a fucking pimp, dude. He got tons of pussy. Like, and I heard it's gross. I had a fucked up childhood now that I think about it. But, like, he was always getting laid and, like, just, yeah, no shit. This is the counseling right here. I'm fucked. It. So we were talking about it before and, like, you know, with my dad, and he's just like, you know, his entire room was all black and white pictures of either Marilyn Monroe or Madonna. Madonna was his thing. Madonna had like all just like her, you know, the titty picture when it was out, and then the fucking just mirrors everywhere. So there's like those square mirrors around there, and then he had a big old mirror above his bed. And I would remember when I'd be sick or whatever, and I'd go lay in bed, and I would just like stare at myself. I always wondered like why the fuck.
And now, how does it feel to know you laid in a bed your dad fucked bitches in daily?
It's all good, you know what I mean. The sheets. My dad was fucking cleaner than me, so like I think he no bullshit washed the sheets constantly, and now I know why.
Your dad had like a whole closet full of sheets. Like,
yeah, that's true too. He
had the chick make the bed. You got to make the bed before you leave.
Oh yeah, he would change out those sheets before my fucking stepmom came home and shit. But anyways, so he had you remember those, like, you know how we have DVD racks like now, and we really don't even have those anymore.
Yeah.
Well, he had a VHS tape fucking rack, straight up big fucking VHS tape.
Weighed about
rack.
7,000 pounds. There was like 12 fucking VHS tapes.
Oh,
on there.
More than 12, probably. That thing fucking fit like 50. No bullshit. And he had two of them, and just completely full, and all porn. All fucking porn. That's and it was crazy. Just because, like, it was just like his little lair. You know what I mean?
What are you
like,
in the mood for tonight, baby?
It was just like straight up fucking like a bachelor fucking paradise. Like, fucking dude, he had all the porns in there and whatever. So, like, I would go take one of my fucking Black Disney movies, take the Black Disney movie out, go take one of his porns out. I put Beauty and the Beast in that shit, and I'd take out fucking, you know, Dickhead and the fucking Fleece and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, big old titties in the Beast. And then I would replace it with Beauty and the Beast. And I would go fucking, you know, put it into my room, and I remember watching it, and I still can remember it to this day. I always fast forward to the part where there was this hot blonde chick where she would be, like, they'd be banging, and then she would lay on her side and put her butt out, and the dude would get behind her and just start, bam, bam, bam. That was my spot every time. I fucking would go right to that spot too. Every single fucking time.
It's a good time.
And my dad knew that I was doing it one day, and... You know what he told me? All he said was, "Hey, make sure to put those back and rewind it." That's what he tells his 10-year-old.
Jesus.
So
you know what's probably fucked up though is how he found out. It was probably he's probably all getting down with the lady and shit like that.
fucking throws it on his fucking Toy Story shit.
No shit. He starts fucking in with his girl, and all of a sudden he just sees the Disney thing, like, like the fucking Disney fucking
the Pixar lamp, like, start hopping right onto the eye.
Jurassic Park.
And the girl's like, this is cute, so we're going to watch fucking, you
so
know.
So we're going to watch movies while we fuck? Is that how you like to get
that
down?
Or Mark fucking forgot to rewind this shit.
Watch Pixar.
His dad went in there and is at the end.
Did you, like, tape over this, or is this just, like, a lead-in for a porn?
And then, so, I mean, that was pretty much it. So, like, that was my story, and that's how I kind of got into porn. And to kind of answer the story about have I ever been caught with porn, you know, I've never been caught with porn by anybody other than, like, the people I've been with, like jerking off or something like that. I've been walked in on doing that, but it was never by, like, parents. It was by, like, my significant other.
I was caught by my mom once. Like,
did she just walk out and go, oh, my God?
So, like, I was up in my room. It was, like, midnight. I was, like, because I waited for everyone to go to bed. I heard nothing downstairs.
Because you're all loud, like, She was like, is Jordan okay up there? Oh, my God. Let's go find out.
I just didn't want anyone to walk upstairs.
Did she finish it for you?
No. What the fuck? I'd kill you. I was like,
why is there syrup everywhere? What the fuck? Is that crushed up ramen packets on the ground? Jordan, what are you fucking doing?
Is this gum in your underwear? What is this?
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine.
I just started watching porn on my laptop I got, and fucking my mom walks in, and porn I was like, on a oh laptop. God, and I slammed the laptop shut.
Porn on a laptop.
Thinking right? It would just shut up, right? And all you hear is like,
deeper.
And I was like, what the fuck?
So thinking it would
slap me.
Thinking it would shut up, but at the same time, aren't you still sitting there just like are you guys just like eye contact with each other at that point? Like, who make a move, motherfucker? Who's going to talk first?
No, like,
did you keep going?
The door like swung open and like I slammed the laptop shut and I like threw the blanket over me and laid down.
I can't hear you.
The door.
The yeah. door.
Flew open, and I slammed the laptop shut and flung the blanket over me and laid down. And my mom was like,
if I can't see her, she can't see me. It never
little
happened.
Fucking tent right in the middle of the damn shit.
Okay, so then, and then did she just leave?
She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing, Mom, go away. And she just shut the door and left. I was like, fuck.
She had the audacity to ask you what you were doing. Like, what are you doing? I'm fucking jerking off. Get the fuck out of here.
What are you
it.
Doing?
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you okay, pumpkin?
Didn't stop me, though.
And then watching porn nowadays, I guess. And then back to the three-part question. Honestly, yeah, it's just my phone. It'd be, dude. And it might call me weird or whatever, but like I don't even like watch like the porn anymore. I'm not into porn like that. Like I'm just not. Like honestly, I like to make my own porn and watch those and jerk off. That's the best. Do that, dude. Do that. Record your own porn because you are your own star. You're the fucking star of the show. And you literally just go in there.
You probably like zoom in on your own asshole. And you're like, no, oh, it looks so good.
I go on a mirror and I'm just like flexing. Yeah, flexing. Yeah, like American Psycho. Just like.
Yeah, that's gross.
I remember when iPad touches came out and they had internet on that shit. I was in the bathroom like all the time. Just all the time.
Dude, I remember you fucking buying it. And you just think about this. I mean, I'm only 43 years old, but look at how much this bullshit has changed over the... I mean, granted, fuck, and to answer everybody's question, of course, yeah, it's on my phone. I still do it. I love porn.
That was my thing, too. But that's the last part of it. That's the last part of the question, you know, on your phone. But
porn is good.
That's where I left off. So that's my whole story. So, Eric, you're the old man of the group, and I feel like I feel like you have the most stories to do with jerking off because you had to hide it the most. You know what I mean? Because you couldn't just like, right? Because you had to like have magazines, you had to have like the right TV moment or like the fucking, you watch a movie and you go to 43 minutes and 48 seconds in and like.
His parents would catch him and then send him out back to get a stick to whip him with.
It's all like fucking imagination.
There were certain movies and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
like I remember Jerry Maguire when he was banging Jerry Maguire, Kelly Preston, remember?
Yes, yeah. Up against the wall.
I
know that. Yep.
Yep. And I was, dude, I remember rewinding that. And it sucks because you're like sitting there, like, you know? And then you got to stop. And they go, you got to rewind. And you're like, rewind again.
And then you remember what her line was right after they got done fucking?
Don't ever stop fucking me.
No.
Uh-uh.
if you ever wanted me to be with another girl for you,
I'd do it for you. Yeah.
I experimented in college, but you know.
Oh my God, you're right. That's fucking awesome, dude. That's right.
Like a second load comes out. Yeah. You know, just like a
and then they eat like strawberries and cream and shit.
Right.
Yep. Boom.
And
boom.
Just sit there and fucking ooh.
Bama Lama fucking ding dong right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking titties, dude. That's fucking awesome. Okay.
And then who else if we're going for movies, we gotta dive Monsters Ball. Halle Berry.
No, see, I've never seen it. I know she gets naked in
what
that
the
one.
Fuck?
And you know what's funny? Since I was fucking 17 years old, I've been telling myself I got to catch up and watch that. Because she gets completely nude, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she has a badass sex scene in it, doesn't she?
With fucking Billy Bob. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Billy Bob Thornton's got all the best pussy, dude.
Right, dude?
Fucking Angelina Jolie. Yeah, that's
all. All I got to say is, like, I mean, every fucking movie, Wanted. Oh,
dude, I know.
That bathtub scene and shit when she walks out of that motherfucker.
Dude, I know. Dude, I know, right?
It's like make a motherfucker want to cry.
Or how about the movie with her and Antonio Banderas, too, when they're fucking going at it. If you haven't seen that movie yet or gone to check out that scene, bruh, I'm telling you, man. It's
what
fucking,
movie is that?
I know I've seen it. You know, honestly, I can't remember. But, all right, so Eric is, let's paint the scene. How old were you when you lost Virginia? You said like 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, somewhere. I think it was 17.
20, okay. It's fine. Like, times have changed. But, okay, so you're right there.
Yeah.
And then, okay, what else? So you go and you start jerking off at what age, you think?
Probably, I might have been, I don't even know if I'm a late bloomer or not. Probably had about 11 or 12.
11 or 12?
Somewhere in that range, you know, maybe.
That's not really a late bloomer, bro. That's
about
normal.
Maybe like early teens, like 13.
So you're about 13 years old when you start jerking off.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 13. You're about 13. So I'm writing this down, 13. No, I'm just kidding. And go.
Yeah. Okay, what were we talking about? Yeah.
13.
13 penises.
You start jerking off.
At 13. And you know, it's kind of one of those things where I wasn't even like looking at porn or nothing like that. I didn't even, when I started jerking off, it was like a surprise, you know, because you're watching something on TV that kind of involves like Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Because back in the day, man, if you found some shit like that on TV, that was gold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was hot gold. Oh, because you had like fucking 12 or 13 channels list until you got fucking cable. That's crazy shit. You know, I kept telling my kid too, you know, there was a couple of years when I was younger, like real young, I suppose maybe 6, 7, but we lived for 2 years without a TV at all. And my kid looked at me like I had told him that I shot Kennedy. I swear to God, he looked at me like, that's fucking crazy. But it's true. So, I mean, we didn't have TV and all that shit. So, I mean, when that shit came on TV, that was gold. And I just like, you know, I just started rubbing on shit. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, okay. I started tugging on shit. I'm like, this feels pretty goddamn good. And that's one thing led to another. And that's how I figured it was gross as fuck the first time. I didn't figure, I didn't realize what was going to necessarily happen.
Right.
Because my household and shit like that didn't go down so much. Because my mom was pretty devout Catholic. You know,
okay.
Her parents were real devout.
Okay.
So that situation, kind of how it went.
So basically, like, if you saw something, it was like a sexual innuendo, like, that you saw on TV type deal.
Oh, yeah. Anything like that was gold. And then, like I said before, you know, if you got the Hot Rod magazines or the Sears catalog or something like that. I remember one time there was a hot-ass chick on one of these Hot Rod magazines or something like that, and I tore the picture out because it's like a nice ass and titty picture. Like that.
You get in trouble for that shit?
Well, my mom found it.
Oh, my mom that was like a huge deal,
but
too,
check
wasn't
this
it?
Out. Check this out. This is the crazy part about it, and I don't even know if she was being real or not, but when she found it, she says, oh, I found this down by your bed, and on the other side of it was this dope-ass old coupe. And she goes, ooh, is that what you want to do? Is that why you say this? To get the nice car, paint cars and stuff? Like, yeah, that's a dream of mine. I don't want to do this mirror brushing and shit. Fuck that. I want the chick on the other side of this shit. That
you totally played
great.
Into it, though,
oh,
too.
Oh, fuck yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, mom, that's great.
That was totally
exactly,
what it was.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
So that was kind of like, so we have actual, like, porn videos, like, that's our first experience like that. So basically for you, it was just like magazines and shit. Like, can you remember the
oh,
first
yeah.
time you got something? You're like, okay, now's the time.
I'm oh, yeah, dude. Like, especially, like, around, like, Christmas time when this big-ass fat Sears catalog would come out. Motherfucker was like a encyclopedia on steroids.
Oh, shit.
I felt bad for the mailman during that fucking time, man. Their backs and asses had to hurt like a bitch.
What about, straight up, though, what about, like, your, what was your first porn experience with actual porn?
I had some friends, and one of us was old enough to rent the movies. So,
and how old were you around this time?
14, 15.
Okay. And so you had an 18-year-old friend that was like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
some guys will buy you beer. Some guys will get you porn.
You guys want to go get some porn? Well, I don't even remember how we thought of it. We just like, we're all just sitting around. I was like, ooh, just porn. Yeah. Okay, porn. Good. But like, and so I went with. I just walked back like I owned the fucking place. Nobody said shit.
Well, fucking when you were 15, 16, did you look like you were fucking 30?
Not really. I mean, I have a baby face, but. I guess I don't know. Maybe that. Well, the guy behind the fucking counter looked like he really gave two fucks.
I could give a shit. Probably, as long as one of you guys.
He's probably making $5 an hour. He's like, I don't give a fuck. As long as somebody checks out, I'm cool.
So as long as one of you guys can show your 18-year-old ID.
Fucking go in here and buy whatever the fuck you want. I don't care.
And so did you go back there and like help him
pick
out the movies?
Oh, yeah. And they had these. They didn't actually have. Like, some places will have the cases.
Yep.
Some of these places will have the little fucking cards.
Yeah. Oh,
that
okay.
That show the little laminated cards that show the front and the back of the movie on there. And you have to take this goddamn card. Has a number on it.
That seems way more expensive. Or was it just the porno flicks that did that?
Just the porno
flicks. Oh, okay.
And then you go over to the wall and you pull this little tag off the wall. That indicates what movie. And it's like, you might as well just carry the fucking card up there because you know what the fuck. You got this asshole with it. What are you going to stuff it down and put it in your fucking pocket and just throw it to the fucking cashier real quick? I don't fuck. I walked right up there and I asked this motherfucker, hey, does this have dicks in it? Is this good? If I want to fucking stroke this shit, like for a while, like maybe 3 or 4 minutes. I don't give a fuck. I just say it right out. It's like, I used to be the... But I get it, though. You want to be skittish about that shit, but it's like, fuck, 90% of these people here I'm never going to see again.
Oh, no,
even
for
even if
sure.
I do, they know what the fuck I'm doing. They don't care. It's like, have you never seen porn, motherfucker? Bullshit.
Did you take porn home with you then, too?
Fuck yeah.
No, so then, okay, and I got...
I would buy porn. Fuck.
I got to fucking know about that. So when you brought the porn home, now, were you super worried about fucking you getting caught? Did you have, like, a hiding place?
My parents were gone a lot, and my brother was 5 years older than me, so I was home alone a lot.
Oh, that's perfect.
So, yeah, it worked. That worked out real
that's
good.
Sick. That's awesome.
It's weird, though, because, you know, back in the day, you didn't got a lot of money, so you're sitting in the middle of the family living room on the couch that you all share, stroking your fucking ween.
Oh, you were straight up like you still did. You were like, well, if everybody's gone, I know they ain't coming back.
Well, what the fuck
put
was
her
I
in living room.
To? I can just sit there and look at the tape.
I guess. Yeah. I'm just thinking in my head that you had like a VCR in your room or something.
But my dad, kind of like I was telling you before, he was not. He was a very, after my parents divorced, he was living by himself. He was very nonchalant with porn. It's like he attempted to hide it, but it was a real weak, lazy attempt. Like, he would put the magazines on top of his underwear in his underwear drawer.
Oh,
not as effective.
Oh, so he put it in his underwear drawer, but just like he just throw them in there when he was done?
Yeah. He didn't like fucking try to hide
it. You ever think about when you find a fucking porno mag that when it's in a spot like that, you ever realize, and it didn't come to me until I was like older, how gross that is, just because you know. Okay, think about it like this. One or two things are happening here. You look at the magazine, you jerk off, right? So now you're stuck with all this goop in your hand, and then you have a magazine in your lap, right?
Yeah.
So one or two things happen. You grab the magazine with your other hand, and you awkwardly walk over to, let's say, the sock drawer, open it up with one hand full of shit, holding your dick still or still all fucked up, and then you just throw it in there. That's probably why he was always on top, because he didn't have time or another hand to, like, dig it. Or two... You go in the bathroom and you fucking wash your hands up a little bit, slop it up, and then you go and grab the magazine that's fucking whatever. You get those germs on your hands and then you go throw that away. Like, you know, put the fucking magazine
you
back
don't
in there.
Give a blech. Shit, man. I'm worried about. I'm seeing titties and pussy.
Oh, yeah, at
and
the time.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. And half the time, what I would do is I would just fucking throw the shit on the floor. go clean up. Then I pick it up and fucking go put it away.
Okay, I got to know, too. And, like, you know, I never even knew that was a thing until I saw it on American Pie. But when he would put a sock on his dick and jerk off, I never have ever.
It's not.
Ever.
It's not a good time.
I didn't think it would. That's almost like wearing a condom when you're banging, right?
So you're
like,
you're wearing rough. It's rough and it's fucking dry.
You're wearing a condom while you're jerking off, basically, at the same time. And plus, yeah, that's got to hurt. Like, you just, like, no.
It's rough and dry.
I never found the reason. I never fucking found, like, I get it for cleanup.
Don't try it.
I get it for cleanup. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, obviously that makes it really easy.
Is that why? Has to be. It's got to be.
Yeah, but fucking, it's not worth it, though. It sucks bad. I don't know. It
burns up. Oh, I know. Did you ever get... So before I had sex, I was, like, getting to the point to where, like... Because, like, I lost my virginity when I was 14, like, 8th grade. Like, super young. Like, probably way too young. Like, my 7th grade summer. Or, like, yeah, 8th grade summer going into 9th grade or vice versa. I can't remember. But either way, I was way too fucking young. Like, I look at 14-year-olds nowadays, and they're fucking pimple face fucking... like screeching their voice and doing whatever, and I just can't believe I was like, I wasn't only having sex, dude. I was fucking like every day, my same girl, but like we were extremely sexually active, and like it's fucked
we
up.
We had a lot of sex,
you know.
There was some...
a lot of intercourse going on. Not a big deal, anyway.
There was some coitus,
a little coitus. A little coitus. You know, we did a pee in the vagi and the peepees, a little bit of pulled pork and a peepee,
pulled pork and a peepee. Fucking right, baby.
And so, anyways, so I would just remember like. I was getting to the point where I fucking was about to start experimenting with, like, shit you read, like, oh, okay, so if I warm up a watermelon, and cut a I was that sick fuck, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then, like, now, I don't really give a shit. Like, I used to be bad. Like, are you an at-work masturbator? So, like, before I did, like, any sort of, like, let's say any drugs at all or anything like that before, like... And even more to this day, too. Like, if I fucking feel like I needed to go rub one out, I'll go in the work bathroom place and wait till everybody's out of that fucker and just snap one off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't care. I will all the time.
Jerk. Fuck yeah.
I'll go literally, even at the blah, 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 blah bank where I used to work. I used to go in there all the time when I was fucking on my break or before. Like, I'd be stressed out. I'd be stressed as fuck when you're on the phone talking to people and they hate you and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go snap one off in there, put the porn just loud enough so you can hear the meh. And then when you hear somebody walking, this is fucking horrible and disgusting. I know it is. But
see,
it's
the
truth.
Turn the sound
it's the
off.
Truth. Sound off, too, yeah. But I always had it on my finger to where somebody popped in, I could immediately mute it. Like, you got a science to this shit. You know what I mean? So you have it barely just, and you hear that door go, then you go, boom, button down, silenced. You know what I mean? Then you stop, and then you sit there, and you go, will this motherfucker ever get the fuck out of here?
Right? Those are the motherfuckers that take, like, a 30-minute shit.
Oh, yeah, and you know,
like, they're taking a fucking vacation in there.
Dude, I know. And
having my lunch.
Oh, my gosh, I hated that.
I'm having a bran muffin for lunch. I'm just getting her done right all in one shot.
And you know how pissed off you get, too, when you're fucking trying to snap one off, and a guy sits down and shits next to you and doesn't leave, and you, like, your break is, like, up, and you're like, I have to leave now, and, like, you pull your pants up all pissed off.
And you wonder if he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
If he just doesn't wait to leave after you do, he's like,
exactly.
Fucking mad.
He's like, I can't wait for this. Fucker. Is this guy going to ever get up and leave? Oh, he was here before me. What the fuck? You know, and probably.
He's got to be done by now.
Exactly. That has to go on. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
It has to go on. The unspoken fucking bathroom fucking
jerk-offs. And you think we're the only motherfuckers. Even the fuck that, man.
Yeah, fuck all you.
All guys are snapping them off.
We're going to get so many comments, fucking emails and shit. I know we will, but here's the thing.
Snapping them off.
All you motherfuckers do it. And even like fucking when you're
at work. Don't
working
care.
At a big work site or something like
busted.
That. Or like fucking Azadi's Graffiti Mansion. You know his painters in between fucking shit. Fucking just go in the bathroom, snap one off.
I have
go
never
back and paint.
Jerked off in a porta potty.
Side note.
Nope.
Wow. I don't think I have either.
Nope.
You know why? And I think they're always in a function. Like if you're at a porta potty or like at a concert or whatever, but
if I wasn't off of it totally before last year, my son had a baseball tournament out of town and the only option they had for relieving yourself and voiding your bladder or bowels was a porta potty. And I remember going in there, and then this is one of the unfortunate times where I had to relieve my bowels. terrible situation. Flip the lid up. First thing I see is a nasty old fucking bloody tampon. Yeah, sitting on top of a pile of shit.
You know what I've seen in one of those dudes? I saw a full fucking condom once. Yeah. So think about that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so a tampon, so they brought a chick in there. Okay, first of all, if you're dirty enough to fuck a chick in a fucking porta potty, why are you using a condom?
I feel like I have to shower just when I use them to pee.
I know.
And these people.
So yeah, so think about it like that. So some dude brought a chick in there, banged her, and then fucking took the condom off and just proudly laid it like in there. You know, he dropped it just perfectly.
Right.
And then it's just like in my head, I'm like, all right, you're a dirty motherfucker. If you're going to bang some, and you're a dirty chick too, to let some dude bang you like that. But at the same time, it's like, now you care about wearing a condom and being safe when you're fucking in a porta potty? Like, that's fucking disgusting. Like,
the first thing that went to your mind is, we're fucking in a porta potty. I wonder if I have protection for my dick.
Right. It's like
from getting anything.
So now I'm going to,
The rest of me. I can get, like, herpes on my lip or fucking other shit on my fucking germs and sick and gross.
And this could become
God forbid
a thing.
I get anything on my dick.
Right. This could become a thing because our most listened to fucking podcast was the sexual encounter story. We got over 10,000 listens on that, and it's not much compared to a lot of these podcaster guys out there. But what we're averaging is pretty good. But at the same time, I just wonder, is this what people want to hear from us? Like, guys,
people
want to
hear about fucking and like, titties and pussy and ass.
Do you like hearing about shit like? Because there is podcasts out there, but there's a lot more women talking about shit like that. You know, as far as it goes, there's not too many dude podcasts out there where you just talk about like fucking like the reality of jerking off, the reality of where these dudes do it. Like, have you ever got up and like, so you're at like a dude like get together, let's even say like watching a football game or watching this or that, you're hanging out at a family function, you just got to go to the bathroom to snap one off?
Oh yeah, dude. Well, fuck, all the time too. And it's like weird because sometimes you like look at a relative and you're like, this is fucking weird, but you're turning me on.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, dude. You know you fucking seen some shit like that.
I've never looked at a relative and said you turned me on.
I ain't talking about your fucking grandma, dude.
You just said a relative. I love it. Oh, my God. Let's dig into that.
I ain't
that
talking
one
about fucking like
it all
to nobody
makes
like
sense.
I'd never fucking do anything.
He's
but,
a Minnesota Vikings fan and he wants to fuck
some
his cousins.
People got some fucking, some people got some hot cousins.
No!
I'm not necessarily saying me.
No!
You're really loud.
I'm sorry.
Fucking asshole.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily. Now, hold the fuck on.
Yeah, you need to clear this up.
Okay. I'm not necessarily saying me.
By the way, this is Eric saying this. This is me, Mark. I am not a cousin fucker. Go ahead.
He is. He doesn't want to admit. No. But no, I mean, it's like, I'm not talking about my damn relatives. I'm talking about other people that you're related to relatives.
So you're talking to like in-law type shit?
Not necessarily in-law, like.
Yeah, please say it like that.
Shirt tail members of your family. Kind of the other way.
Okay, so like your brother married this chick and
no, other way. Like on my dad's side of the family, some fucking their fucking cousins' cousins like happen to be hanging out, you know, nothing to do with you. Like distant relative cousins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's still ding dong ding 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 dong ding.
No, ding. Well, I never fucking did anything, but sometimes
you know
I'm
what?
Saying the motherfuckers
you know
are hot.
This is some real shit. This is, you know what? I appreciate you fucking saying that.
Fucking right it is. Because yeah, motherfuckers are thinking that shit. I don't give a damn. Everybody done it.
I'll be
damn
honest.
It.
No, I ain't done it.
You have done it, motherfucker.
I haven't looked at a family member and like been like, you know what? We got the same dads, and so what is it though? Like, so we got there's like your brother, like your dad's brother's kid. That's your first cousin, bro. Your dad's brother's kids. That's your first cousin, right?
No shit. Yeah. So yes, that's correct. Your dad's has a brother, and he has children. Those would be your cousins.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. My head's all fucked up after that comment. So I'm just trying.
You
to
gotta keep
out
it fucking real. That's how we do otherwise, guys. We only gotta
say
rip
the
fucking zen.
Say the shit. Yeah, I guess.
Damn it, we say the shit the motherfuckers don't want to hear.
That's
shit.
So true. That's so true. I remember playing fucking gross shit hospital with your fucking sister and shit when you're younger and shit like that. Like. Fucking doing the weird like hump action shit. It's gross, but it happens when little siblings get together and they play. Dude, I remember when, so she wasn't my cousin, but like,
right,
they were
now,
close.
I never, I only had a brother, so they were listen to this shit.
No, it was a close family member.
Popcorn.
And they weren't a family member, though. They were like, okay, so like my, on the Spanish side of my family, like it was just like these, like my aunt's best friend's daughters, right? And this is what fucked me up. I was like 9, or maybe like, younger, like 8 years old. And she had to have been like 13. And we would go into my aunt's room and we would just fucking hump the shit out of each other. I was this young kid, dude. Like, fucking, like, I'm talking,
how old were you, motherfucker?
Like, fucking 8 or 9. 8. Yeah, I'm not fucking with you. I swear to God.
How
I swear
could you
everything.
Even?
So it was more like she's telling me how to do it. And, like, we would just kind of, like, kiss a little bit. And then we would just, like, get onto each other. And I would just fucking just hump the shit out of her. And then her other sister, like, and it, that's as far as it went. Like, we were just, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just fucking, you know what I mean? They were just fucking around. And then fucking when
like,
I was
something interesting that I can do right now.
Yeah, and it's weird now I think about it, like how old I was. And then so when her sister was like 14, and it's like all Mexican girls, Tucson, Arizona, like shout out Tucson, but like old Mex, like
you have a lot of horny Mexican girls.
Mexican, like straight up shit. And like I remember her name was Selena, and straight up, dude, she was like, I was like, God, 9, 10 years old. Like eight, I was either 8, 9, or 10. That is definitely the fucking spectrum of how fucking old I was. Pretty sure pre-pubes and shit. And I'm fucking just like, and we're in the bedroom and she pulls her shirt up and she had like huge boobs, dude, like D-sized tits. And like
14?
Yeah, she's 14. Holy shit. Oh, she was fully mature, like big time 14, right? And she looks at me and she goes, we want to have sex? And she has known that I've been humping her sister. She asked me that. You want to have sex? And I laugh. I go, no. And she got so sad. Like, so sad. And I'm like, like, I didn't know. Dude, I'm fucking, like, 9.
Never mind.
You know
what I
mean?
Let's go.
So then we just, like, kiss and just start fucking humping. Like, it was just so fucked up. Like,
that is weird.
I was introduced to sex and shit like that at such a young age. And I just really wonder what the fuck is out there. Because it's worse now. That,
oh,
dude,
yeah.
It's so much worse now. Sex and all this shit. And for our kids, it scares the fuck out of me. Because it's in their face. There's no, like, love to it anymore. There's no fucking like feelings to it anymore when you're a kid. It's all about fucking. Like they're catching these kids in high schools having sex parties. And they all were giving each other. This just happened in like the Arizona high school I went to, Dobson, and then I moved over here. The whole fucking high school, like literally like 80% of one class all had chlamydia, dude. Yeah, think about that. So they're all
fucking
each other. They're all fucking each other. That's fucking crazy to think about, dude. You know what I mean? Like, big groups of friends and that shit just spread like wildfire.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet that shit was just fucking crazy.
And you got to think, too, and I don't know if it's true, if you can get it from sitting on a toilet seat, but if you're a girl, me, I don't know. I think that's
the
stupid.
Only case of anything ever being transferred on from a toilet seat was, like, back in the 60s, some chick got herpes on her ass.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only case of anything ever being transferred by a toilet seat.
Gotcha. So no, so then basically, yeah, these people had to have actually been having sex then.
I could be wrong, though.
But I mean, like, as far as the chlamydia goes, that shit has to be passed sexually, right?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Because that shit don't jump like crabs. You have to pee in G or pee in B or whatever they want to do.
So we're throwing this up. This will obviously get age restricted into YouTube. We never make anyone YouTube. Be honest with you, we don't get any listens on YouTube, but I can't wait to see if YouTube throws this off. You know what I mean? If they listen to the whole thing. Dude, our videos have been age restricted, a bunch of them, and it's funny because some of them we just talk about football, but you know, they do get dirty in there. We cuss a lot. But then like on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, all that stuff, like we've got no pushback, and I really appreciate the freedom we could have, and we really love hearing from you guys. If this is stuff you guys
subscribe
like to hear about,
shit.
Like if this is stuff that you guys want to hear about, stuff
damn
you want
it
to hear us talk about or whatever, honestly, let us know. We're finding ourselves right now through this podcast. We're finding what we need to talk about, where we're going, what we're doing, and you guys have really been really responsive to sex stuff. Like, they've been really responsive.
We
want to
know
it.
What you want to talk about. If you want to talk about fucking and porn and shit and dicks.
We have plenty of stories. We're grown-ass men.
Grown-ass motherfuckers.
We're grown-ass men.
I don't care. I mean, we can venture off. We are able to venture off of that topic as well.
Oh, yeah, for
but,
sure.
I mean, if that's what y'all want to hear, Fuck, we can talk about that shit.
We can talk about it all the time, dude. We got tons of fucking stories when it comes down to it.
Stuff to talk about, motherfucker.
And we talked about our virginity stories before, didn't we? I'm pretty sure in an episode.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, and that's all the shit we could come back and hit on. But, man, we got juicy on it. I really enjoyed this. This was good.
See, and I love the part where he's, you know, telling me how laughing is doing the fucking barely can hear a motherfucker laugh. And then starts talking about his fucking relatives that he thinks is hot.
No, I never said how they were relatives for one.
You said they were relatives.
No, they were tins. Like relatives. They were like
probably relatives.
My
they're probably related, motherfucker.
They're literally my aunt's best friend's kids. Like, that's what they were. That's all they were. But, like, they were over every day.
Your
and they were
aunt's
like,
best friend's
and so my aunt's, my aunt's best friend's name was Debbie, and they, like, grew up together. They went to high school together. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's really fucked
they
up.
Fucked the same guy.
Okay, so get this. So my
Your
dad.
Daddy was they daddy.
Get this. So my dad. Was so obviously my aunt's name Celeste, and then so Celeste, my dad, his name's Mark. So her best friend was Debbie. Debbie had two children. One child, daughter's name was Selena. The other one was God. I can't.
It wasn't the singer, was it?
Salinas. I put this bumper in my garage. It says this is the bumper that fell off the car of Salinas. But no, it was Selena and Marissa. And so Selena looks just like Debbie, right? And just like her dad. So Debbie was with, you know, married to this dude, and they had two daughters. Well, Debbie would cheat on her husband all the time with my dad. Marissa, her second daughter, looks exactly like my fucking dad.
Oh.
Eggs fucking.
And you fucked her.
No, I did. That's not the one. You fucked her. And you fucked her.
Man,
first
I thought
all,
that was caught was, your ass in some shit.
I was 8 or 9 years old. I didn't fuck any of them. All we did was dry hump a lot. All right. First of all, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. No, there was no. I lost my virginity at 14. I'm
See, that's
shit
what
I was telling
you. That's
why
I was fucked
no.
up. I was like, what the fuck?
No,
you're
I lost.
Fucking.
No, I lost
you
my virginity at 14.
Fucking. You see, you lost no, our humping. Listeners too. They think
okay.
you're stupid.
So sorry, listeners. No, no, we were humping. Like we would get in a room and we'd just fucking hump like crazy.
Hump usually means
oh, you
fucking.
Meant, oh, really? Okay, so my bad. No, just dry hump with pants on, with clothes. You know what I mean? That
dry
yeah.
humping.
Dry humping. Oh, okay. Yeah. So sorry, guys. I
fucked my head up. I'm like 8, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So yeah, no, God, no. That was a fucking at that. No. But we were just dry humping like crazy.
And you had some chick with big old titties, and you said no.
And I said no, but I was like 8. I was 9 years old, and I remember. Looking at, and I can still remember it in my head because that kind of shit, when you're a little kid, there's some shit that get engraved in your head. And, you know, right shit up. That's right or wrong or whatever, but you know what I mean? Like, there's probably a couple things in your head when you're 8 you just remember, right? Like, you know what I mean? Or just like, I don't remember a lot of things, but I just remember little glimpses of like, yeah, I remember seeing those tits because they were the first tits I've ever saw. So
titties.
Yeah, and so it was one of those things. But anyways, yeah, it just fucks me up because my aunt's best friend, dude, that Marissa or whatever, she could be my fucking sister. And I know my dad has kids out there, too, that he doesn't really maybe know about or whatever. Maybe he doesn't.
You rubbed your nuts all over him.
nuts
all over the
dry hump pants.
On your sister, man.
She's
on. Hide out with your sister, man.
I'm your sister. Joe Dirt.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. Here's a fun fact. You made out with your sister.
You made
man.
Out with your sister. Euro trip.
Oh,
so
man.
Good.
So, yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy shit you guys learned about it. I might have dry humped with sister back in the day. Eric likes to jerk off to pictures of his cousins. Like, we're fucked up individuals. So, we should rename this podcast. Like, what are those fucked up porns where it's like, I'm fucking my stepmom or blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, like, mom, help me out or some shit like that. Yeah,
dude, it's gross. And it's like, when you look at shit like that, like, if you click it, do you get in trouble immediately? Like, you
it's
know
kind
I mean?
Of like, you know, how it's like a plumber type of it's situation where it's like, you want to shut it off, but just like, I can't stop looking at it.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Who the fuck?
And you're like, what? Well, it's not really his mom.
Right. I mean? When the bitch is like fucking 2 years older than him.
Yeah,
nah,
exactly.
That ain't,
well,
that ain't
like,
your mom.
And they always say stepmom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's your stepmom. Your dad married this hot chick and now you're fucking
well,
her.
Well, right.
That's,
the motherfucker's got
saying.
A big long gray beard and the chick's like 14. Probably not your mom.
Right. And that's the whole
pretty
thing
convinced.
There, too. Yeah. So, anyway. So, that's that there. Jordan's story was pretty all right. It was pretty basic. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same shit for
pretty
all kids.
Pretty quiet. You know, I bet you can't notice from when he was here from when he's not here. Because he hasn't been here for like the last 20 minutes.
I'll do it. Hey, what do you mean? Right here. Hey.
I'll go over here and sit in the corner and Eeyore. Just watch you guys do your podcast.
He's Eeyore, guys. I think we were renaming him to
fucking Eeyore.
Some
fucking ramen.
Okay.
And about 25 pieces of your pizza and 15 of your beers.
So if you guys go on a nice run or if you guys got on a nice walk, are you going to go ahead and go on a really long drive? Pop us in. Give us a
maybe
listen.
If you're going to jerk off.
Hey,
put us in your ear, fuckers.
Put us in your ear. We can help. Just, yeah.
Hooter, harder. My name is Bruce. My name is John.
I don't get it.
We're going to fucking fuck your ass.
All right, guys. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up right there. So with further ado, we're the Wise Guys Podcast. We talk about the shit no one else wants to say. See you later.
Bye.